Welcome to Shomar Shova and Nadav, you're holding in Zvochim, Daf Kuf Tezvov. The Gemara Amud Beis speaks about Nodav V'Aviyu, and the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu is Menachem Aaron HaKohen. And he says, the Pasuk says, V'nigdash b'chvoidi, al tiyeh b'chvoidi, el b'mechubodai. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I did not know who will be the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekadesh himself. Until Nodav V'Aviyu died, now I know who they are. And he tells Aaron, "Lo yimeisu banecho lagdish shmoi shakosh bochu." The only reason that is kiddush Hashem. Kivan sheyodo Aaron shebonav yidui yimokav em shosak. Aaron realized that they are known. There are another of you. They're the big tzaddikim, and that's why he was silent. Now this Gemara answers a big tema that I have for many years. Chazal tells us, the Gemara tells us a few reasons why Nodav Aviyu died. Different days in Chazal, is it because they were shtui yain? Or because the hoyru hoyru b'fnei rabba and they give a psak aloch in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, or they didn't get married, or that they brought a zara l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many different reasons. Pele Otzov the Rechaim in the beginning of Parshas Achri Mois says a different reason. He says the reason the Nodav Aviyu perished, why they died, is when they saw the Ashuas HaShechina when the Mishkan was built, they were so inspired, they were so elevated, they had no interest in staying in this world. They wanted to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to leave this world. And that's why they died that day. And the Rechaim adds, he says, anybody who experienced this unbelievable revelation of spirituality knows exactly what I mean. The Rechaim seems to speak about himself. If you really enjoy and have the sense of something that's so spiritual, you have no interest in kol ta'anuga zoylam hazeh. Now the Teima G'doyla on the Rechaim is, that's not what says in Chazal. Chazal give us different reasons. What's the source of the Rechaim that we're talking about here, the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe one could suggest that the source is from this Gemara over here in Zvochim Daf Kuf Tezvov. The Gemara is telling us that Nodav V'Aviyu died because they were Mechubodai. They were the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Magdish himself by punishing the ones that are close to him, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning, they will be Kiddush Hashem that will have to happen by me taking the biggest tzaddikim. So meaning, the main purpose why Nodav V'Aviyu died that day was not because the punishment on their sin, but because they came to do Kiddush Hashem. As the Gemara tells us, the Aaron HaKohen says that they are Yidui Mokrim. Hi, so what about all the reasons the Chazal tell us? So this, we always bring the Medrash in Tanchuma, Parshas Vayeshev, what's called Noira Lilo Bnei Adam. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to do something greater, bigger. And you need to find a reason, some Midas HaDin, why this will happen. One of the examples the Medrash brings is Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told him in the beginning of the process, Atah Tirah, you're going to see only now the power you won't see going into Eretz Yisrael. But then it says the reason Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael is because Ched Mei Merivo. So what is it? Ched Mei Merivo was written in Nigzar before. So Chazal tell us, Ba'alilo Boso Aleinu. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a greater reason why something has to happen, and you need to find, so to speak, something to hang his hat on. Kivyachol to say, Alpimi Desadin, this is why you're punished. This is the letter of the law. But there's something much deeper why it's happening. And Afshar, the same thing applies over here. Nodav V'Aviyu, it was supposed to be based on the letter of the law. Why did they die? So you have reasons. It's not so clear. Different reasons Chazal give us. But the main reason was because they had to be Kiddush Hashem. Nigdash b'chvoidi, b'mechubodai. There should be Kiddush Hashem when the Mishkan is built. And it has to be done specifically the ones that are closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Efshar the Rechaim comes and adds now another Kinech. He says that it was something that was almost not forced upon them. It was something that they chose to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol gave them that option. When they came to the Mishkan, they saw the Kiddush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, will you come? And you will be the one that are doing Kiddush Hashem. And they saw that glory and beauty of what's happening up there in Shamayim, and the real spiritual hana that you could have, they had no interest in being here, so they agreed to go up at the Mekadesh of Shamayim. Maybe that's a mahalach to explain where the Rechaim source is. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.